Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is currently 9:10. Of course, the election is over with a mandate, if you will, popular vote, a big electoral victory for President Trump. And we wanted to talk about the economy and about tariffs. And I'm not really detached. It's not like whatever president it was, it couldn't come up with the price of a gallon of milk. However, I will say this. When I go to the store, I pretty much get the same thing over and over. I get milk, brown rice, chicken breast, carrots and peas, protein bars, Diet Coke, and an occasional sweet treat. And I don't know how much any of that costs because I just get what I need, put it on a credit card, pay it off every 30 days. So maybe I don't know enough about the economy or inflation to really speak to what voters were feeling. Walter Dub Lane joins us now, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO, to talk about tariffs. And Professor, first of all, good morning, Dub. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be here.
I want to talk about the economy a little bit in general because I know they say I've seen a lot of analysis after the election, analyses after the election, and they said it's the economy stupid and quoted James Carville and so forth. Again, maybe I'm out of touch, so I don't really know. Is the economy in a terrible shape? Is it in good shape? I know the 401k is doing well, but I don't know if I'm typical or atypical.
Well, actually, by the measures that economists use, the economy's in really pretty good shape right now. The GDP is growing. The gross domestic product is growing, meaning the economy is growing at a reasonable rate, around 3%. The unemployment rate is below the 4.5%, a little bit lower, higher in Louisiana. This month, the new jobs are down, but we think that's because of some temporary figures. So job creation is going pretty good, and the inflation rate is down closer to 2%, which is their target. What people are experiencing is not what inflation means, how fast prices are growing now. What people are experiencing is the inflation over the last 3 years. And so prices are higher. They're not going to go back down, but they're leveling off. But because, unless you're my age, most of the people have never experienced inflation since the 1980s. So now this is their only experience, and it just has captured their mind, and they can't think of anything else is the only way I can figure it. But I think Trump is very lucky in the sense that going forward, he's going to look real good, at least for a while, although he's done nothing that I can see to lower inflation. In fact, most of his policies will probably push it up higher. But again, he's going to get the benefit of the fact that the Fed has kind of pretty much conquered inflation.
And that's the other question I wanted to ask you. When it comes to presidents, whether it's Trump or Biden or Grover Cleveland, pick one, I don't care. Is it kind of like a college football program where the incoming president maybe is really riding on what happened before, be it good or bad, by the previous administration?
Yeah, I mean, football is if the last guy has recruited a bunch of good players and you walk into that, you've got a good chance of doing well. But, yeah, it's the same thing. Yes, a lot of the what happens in inflation now is determined, I mean, the inflation we had was determined by three things. One was the flood of consumer spending after COVID. People were in the pit up for 2 years, and then they went crazy afterwards. The second one is because of what's happening with the oil prices due to what's happening in Ukraine, which drove everything up. And the third one was the huge government spending, which certainly Biden is responsible for, but so was Trump. Trump ran huge deficits in his first term. So in other words, and so Biden inherited all of that, only some of which was his fault.
So if somebody were to look ahead to the next election and not get caught up in the last 3 weeks of what's going on or the last 6 months of what's going on, I understand that inflation is bad. First of all, as it relates to the rate of inflation, for people that perhaps voted for President Trump thinking that prices were going to come down, is that likely to happen?
No, prices aren't going to come down. They're growing right now at about 2.5% per year, which is what they've been doing for the last 20, 30 years. And people don't really notice 2.5% per year. The Fed still, their target is 2%. They're not quite there yet. But they'll probably be announcing a rate reduction in the interest rate today, meaning they're confident that it's going to be kind of almost under control.
So when it comes,
but prices are not going to come down. You'll see oil prices have. Oil prices have already come down. They tend to be volatile. Food prices should level off, but I don't see them coming back down.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so when it comes to keeping score, if somebody wants to keep score, and again, this is not against President Trump, not against President Biden, just in general, if they want to compare apples to apples, oranges to oranges, how do you go about rating a president and the effect they have on the economy? And the reason I'm digging deep on this, Dub, is because, man, everything I saw the last couple of days was the economy, the economy, the economy, the economy. And it seemed like, well, by the normal indicators, I guess perception is reality, but it seemed like by the normal indicators, the economy was not in that bad of a shape. Although if people are paying more at the grocery store, then that did get their attention and they're angry about that. But also, just so they know, prices are not going to come down now that we have a new president.
Right. And so, my best impression is, like I say, economists measure is the economy is in really pretty good shape right now. But I think all people see, again, I think I need to go back to the fact that most Americans haven't ever seen inflation. And so all they see is that the prices are higher now, and they're still, every time they go to the grocery store, they're reminded how high they are compared to 2 years ago. And that's correct. And that's what they're calling bad economy. What's interesting is a lot of the numbers says that the wages have been kind of pretty much keeping up with that. So actually, most people are not, you know, individuals are, but most people are not really a lot worse off than they were. They just, when the wages go up, you think it's because I'm such a good guy. When prices go up, you think it's because of something the government did. And so it's all perceptions. But again, that's what drives their voting.
So somebody texted in and said, first off, somebody texted in and said, typical libs. I don't know what that's even supposed to mean. I don't know. But, okay, stick in your silo. We're trying to talk about factual data here and about measuring the economy and leaving the politics out of it. Somebody texted in and said, so we're stuck with $215 at a grocery store per week. It's not coming back down to $125. Is that an accurate text?
That's pretty much correct. Like I say, I don't see grocery prices coming back down. They've reached this level. They shouldn't be going up much anymore, but I don't see any reason that they'll go back down. Like I say, the oil prices have already come down. So the overall, that's one of the things driving the inflation rate, and prices at the grocery store in general are not going up much anymore. But the prices are what they are, and they're certainly not going down.
Okay, so let's talk about debt and deficit and the effect that has on the economy, because whether you want to admit it or not, the last president that really had the debt is accumulated, the deficit is year to year. The last president that didn't add to the debt was whom?
Clinton.
Okay, so after that,
it's been a while.
Yeah, after that, Republican Democrats, they've all run a deficit, which means they added to the national debt, which is at about $37 trillion, I think, right now.
Yeah, it's a big number. Yeah. But the point is, I mean, where I measure it is as a percentage of GDP, because that's our GDP is our ability to pay it off. And so those billions and trillions, you know, nobody knows what those numbers mean. But you know, as a percentage, that kind of something you compare to different years. And we are an all-time, well, not an all-time high. In the war, we were much higher than that, World War II. But since then, we're now at an all-time high. And that deficit and the debt scares me because the interest rates on the debt is going to begin eating up into a huge part of the whole budget, that we're going to spend a tremendous part of their budget just paying off the debt. I've seen nothing in Trump's proposals that would cause the deficits to increase. Actually, the people that have looked at it, compared what he said and what the Democrats have said, is that, you know, now the deficits are going to rise for different reasons. They're going to be rising for Trump because he's cutting taxes. For much more, it's going to be for Harris because she was, you know, raising spending. But I don't see the Republicans talking about cutting spending much either. What he's talking about doing with tariffs, that's going to push inflation up big time, I think.
So we're going to
pick, if he does it.
We'll pick that up when we come back about tariffs. But as it relates to either Harris or Trump, I didn't see anybody really address this. I guess my concern is talking to you guys and trying to listen and not be partisan about it. Just look at the numbers. It seems like this debt is a big old giant thing that's going to come due, pardon the pun, at some point. And nobody's really talking about that or making it a campaign issue. And I would just also follow up the fact that Wall Street reacted so well yesterday. If any president were to really cut down on spending, Wall Street wouldn't like that, would they?
Not really much.
So that means that nobody seriously, Republican, Democrat, Independent, anybody is seriously looking at the debt?
Well, it appears that they're not paying a lot of attention to it. So, I mean, now the Wall Street is looking at two things that Trump is talking about, I think. One is reducing regulation, and secondly is reducing taxes. Both of which, I mean, well, the regulation is going to increase productivity, and that could be an overall very positive effect. But reducing taxes is going to probably just add to the deficit. But people see the short-term effect, which is lower taxes, as opposed to the long-term effect, which is the higher deficits.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about tariffs when we come back. Dub Lane is our guest, Walter Dub Lane. He's an associate professor of economics and finance at UNO. We'll talk about what tariffs mean to the consumer. Now, there's one thing when you talk about, business owners. There's another thing when you talk about national policy, when you talk about GDP. But what's it going to mean for the people like you and me that go to the grocery store? Although, as I said, I pretty much buy the same thing all the time.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.